Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sand Hill Stories. Today's interview is with Janet Parkhurst, my neighbor of 33 years. The Gail Adamson friendships go back four generations. It was a blessing to sit down with Janet and learn more of their family history.
I did do some research and read up on the family stories, and the Gail side of my family originates in England, and they can be traced back clear to the 1500s. And so down the lineage there, they were shipwrights, blacksmiths, millers, fishermen there, and one of them decided to come to America in the 1600s, right around when the colonies were being settled, and into the Boston, I'm not sure it's Boston, but the Massachusetts area. And so that's kind of what got us to the United States. And there is in Brushton, New York, there's a road of a little community there that's named the Gail Road. And so my great-great-grandfather started there. Then we go down to my great-grandfather left that area, ended up in Iowa, worked on the railroad, and I think for a miller there and in parts of Nebraska. And he met his wife, Nancy, who is from a Scottish lineage. And she was cooking for the railroad gang in tents. And I believe the stories are, you know, it was just really tough and kind of different back then. But he met her there. He went to Kansas then, where my grandfather was born, and had different things there, a flour mill and farming. Ended up finally in the Reamsville area with a farm. So that's before my grandfather.
And when you say grandfather, we're talking Edson Sr.?
Edson Gale Sr.
Okay.
Right. And he grew up, like I said, already in that Kansas area farming. And they had a neighbor by the name of Bob Hines, which I'm pretty sure one of our pastures is probably named after. Anyway, he came up here to hunt grouse. I think it was for food. My grandfather farmed in Kansas. Came up to hunt grouse, and he convinced the two brothers to come homestead up here. And the story kind of goes that my grandfather didn't really want to walk behind a plow all of his life. So perhaps he was easily convinced, I don't know. They came up by train and claimed their homesteads, which were pretty much in the middle of Cherry County where everything wasn't taken yet. So they were pretty much out in the boondocks. And they came with, I think it's a team of mules and $500 they loaned from their dad, you know, and here they came. So Edson Sr., my grandfather, homesteaded what on now is the Ravenscroft Ranch. And he had a 12 by 14 tar paper shack that he lived in and proved his claim up on. His brother, then Ben, that came with him homesteaded on in the east pasture of what is now the Ford Family Ranch. So all within kind of 6 miles of where I live now and near this Snake River. So just talking about what they had to do, you know, he came and he tried the farming on his little section and found out it just, his corn didn't grow, I'm pretty sure. So he bought 20 head of heifers from actually some of your family, Dan Adamson, for like $12.57 a head. And that started his cow herd here. And then, you know, as time went on, then this place where I am now in 1913, he came here and bought this place from a man named Roland Poland. Here we are. You know, that was the beginning, that 20 head, and bought a ranch stead, I guess you would call it.
So. And he didn't have to spend his life behind a plow.
No,
he became a rancher.
But I think he kind of, you know, there's kind of a price to pay to come up here. They also talk about how in the winter he would sit in his tar paper shack with his sheepskin cap and coat and overshoes just to keep warm. You know, just pretty tough stuff.
Absolutely. Do you happen to know the year that he homesteaded?
1907.
Okay.
Yeah, is when he came up here.
That is
mind
blowing.
And he was born in 1880.
And what about your grandmother, Jess?
That's kind of a fun story, too. Some of the homesteaders near the Poland place that he bought lived a couple miles south, and her two brothers were here. And her story is she is the only child of a mother who was married three times and a father who was married three times. So she had quite an upbringing, but she was close to this stepbrother, half-brother, who lived south of my grandfather and came to visit him. And she was about 17, and she met my grandfather. So the story goes, they got married, and she came home that day and started cooking for the extra hired help and ranch hands around here.
I think if I remember the story right, you told me on her wedding day.
On her wedding day.
That evening she made supper for the
ranch
crew.
Hands. Yeah. So that's kind of how it was back then.
And how long were they married? Like, what did they pass away from? Did they have long, full lives?
She was so much younger than him. So he ended up with a stroke in the 1940s, I think. And he continued ranching what he could. But my dad kind of comes in there. My dad graduated in 42, I think, from high school. And because of this stroke, then my dad, and along with his mother, she really took a lot of interest in the ranch when my grandfather had his stroke. And then my dad came home and helped her out in just running the general operations, just fresh right out of high school.
Now is the time to stop out at Tarani Motors. We're slashing our prices on much of our used inventory. Cars, trucks, and SUVs are priced to sell. If you've been thinking about a used vehicle, check out this 2019 Ford F-150 Lariat with only 94,000 miles, priced to sell at $23,900. How about a 2020 Ford F-250 with only 68,000 miles, priced now at $45,900. Come and look at this 2020 F-250 with just 71,000 miles, priced to move at $48,900. For all your new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, stop out at Tarani Motors in Valentine.
How many Gale kids were there?
There were 8 total. My dad and 7 sisters. My dad was the only son.
What are some fun stories from your dad's childhood with those 7 sisters?
Oh my gosh, they talk about, you know, they tease my dad about they had a lot of chores to do, of course, and they would go and pick choke cherries for jelly. And my dad would sit on the bucket and whistle while the girls picked all the choke cherries. And there was a windmill here south, and they'd go swimming, and they climbed the windmill and hung their clothes on it. And when their mom saw the clothes going round and round on the windmill wheel, they were in trouble. And just a lot of stories around chores and playing outside. And there's a story of my Aunt Mabel. She was in the wagon and fell out and broke her leg. And then she, with her cast, she went and laid on the barn roof and rolled off. And her dad said, it's a wonder you didn't break your other leg.
Wow.
You know, there were a lot of kids, and they went outside. And my aunts would say they would go over north here, oh, probably a half a mile or mile away, and play in the blowouts. And mom didn't know where we were, they'd say. And we came home in time for supper. Mm-hmm. So definitely a different time.
Yeah, so would there have been cars when they were in their childhood?
Some of the stories 40s, I read, the school wasn't terribly far. And a story I just read, too, was their dad would take the younger girls to school in the car. And one year, this aunt had to ride her horse, and it bucked, and they had to go through the water hole to get through the gate, and it'd lay down every time. And so that's my youngest aunt, Beverly Dodson, in Maywood. And she said, I never did like riding horses after that.
I don't blame her.
So, you know, and they did have the 2-wheel cars and went straight. There's a story about how he came home. They would get their freight and groceries and things by team and wagon. And I think it said it took about 2 days. And one time then in the 40s, he came home with a truck. And might have to check my date on that. But anyway, he came home with a truck full of the groceries. And so that was their first vehicle.
Let's talk about your mom. I mean, such a pleasure to have been the neighbor and to know both your mom and dad. My voice could catch here because they were just such amazing people and so welcoming. And everybody who knows your dad calls him a prince, just the prince of a guy. Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about Edson Gale Jr. and mm-hmm. he married Barb Kine.
Yep. That's
so
right.
There's a fun story about tell where she lived and how they dated and all that.
Yeah, she lived south as the crow flies, I'm not sure, 15 or 20 miles on the Kime Ranch. She, I believe, if I get this right, she would come ride the mail. The mailman went through here south, and she came up on the mail, and he saw her and told his oldest sister, I'm going to marry her someday. And anyways, they started dating along in there somewhere and took her on the date. And he started from here and went all the way down there to get her. And on the way here, the radiator blew out or they got stuck. Might be in my stories mixed up. But anyway, so he had to scoop water in the radiator and dig out the car. And they got here and picked up some of his sisters who would go with him to the White Elephant Hall to the dances in Cody, Nebraska. And they got there in time to dance the dance homes, you know, whatever the last dance of the night was, home sweet home or something like that. And then they loaded up, came back. He took her all the way home back and got home in time to milk the cows the next morning. So I think after that, he decided he just will marry her.
Oh, that's a great, I've said this before, but I really want people to be entertained by also look back and be inspired. They were just so tough.
They were. And I have another story kind of around perhaps a reason why my grandfather, how he built up his ranch was as the homesteaders would get discouraged or some of them just started out to prove up the land and sell it. That was their main point. And so as they left, he would purchase their homestead plots. But anyway, there's quite a story about how one winter in the 30s, he leased some land clear over by where Bruce Fisher's property is, east of Merritt Dam. And they ran out of hay there. The winter was really tough, and they ran out of hay, and they couldn't get him home because of the snow. But they started calving, so they had to get him here. And they got to the Snake River, and they stopped there, and the cattle wouldn't cross the river. So they cut down the trees to make a corral, put them in there, and it took them a couple days to just get them across a few at a time. And the calves they put in the chuck wagon that weren't old enough to travel. And by the time he got that done, he decided he would buy every bit of property he could to have it be near and one continuous ranch. So tough times help make decisions.
Just the sheer grit and just keep ranching. After that, I might have been ranching.
Exactly.
I'm done now.
Yeah.
So then let's talk about your mom and dad got married and they lived right here on the home place. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about your childhood. Any fun stories about like the two room country school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was, there were a lot more students there and a lot more people in the community then when I went to school there. At one point in time, there were 30 of us in that school, which now we're more down to 4, you know, so huge difference there. I just grew up with a pretty idyllic childhood. I had cousins who lived in the yard, and we did all the things that ranch kids do. Played in the mud and the hay mow and rode Shetland ponies. Just danced to Johnny Cash records and stuff like that.
Did you go to barn dances?
We did. There were actually up to Jerry Adamson's. That was a big time in life to go to the barn dances in their hay mow. And the Kime family in later years, they had shop dance about every year.
Once again, this is Dean from Tarani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sand Hill Stories. I invite you to stop by Tarani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sand Hill Stories.